Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, cries for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Hey, aloha, everybody. This is KP here. We're just kind of doing a new thing tonight. Haven't done a recording for a while. Blog Talk Radio, KP Radio Hawaii. I guess it's now KP Radio Turtle Island. So I'm just, right now, I'm just really allowing a message to come through. I'm really not sure what this is going to be about, but I felt strongly that I needed to at least do one show, or record one show. So I'm recording this before I actually put it on the air. I haven't done this for quite a while, for a few months, certainly since I've been here. It hasn't felt, hasn't been one of those things that just really stuck itself out at me to do. But one thing I will say is that, you know, we're many, many people that I'm getting messages from are telling me that they're going through related experiences, similar in some ways to what I've been going through personally, you know, with my mother and then with my father. We're in a phase, it seems, that, again, I've talked about this before, written about it before, but we're in a phase, it seems, that we're really definitely closing off. We're closing old, or, you know, we're kind of completing certain things that need to be completed. And I can't really describe it any other way than that. I think for me, one of the more fascinating parts of this was when I listened to the Lori Ladd video about You Were a Wayshower, which was I posted on the 16th, and that was really it really helped me kind of to wake up and to wake up some more, you know, that we're showing the way in many ways. We're showing the way to perhaps to help others, I don't know. But things that we're going through collectively are very much pointed to, very much pointed towards, you know, ending certain cycles and perhaps completing certain commitments that we made to people who came in at the same time as we did, or who allowed us to come in. So I know a few people who are either actively caretaking or caregiving, I should say, to parents or others. And I know some who are actually, you know, they have to travel a long way to take care of this. And so if it were just happening to one or two people around, it's like it would be one thing. But I can count, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, 6, maybe like 7 different people just offhand that are going through a very similar type of experience. So, you know, how this is actually coming through and why it's coming through at this time, I do believe, you know, I do believe it's something that we are here to complete our, we'll call them responsibilities in the 3D realm. And we're also here to continue to move up vibrationally into the, you know, through the fourth, through the fifth. And I don't really know what these densities or dimensions are, how you describe those, but it does appear that we're all being called to do this so that the planet can, as a whole, begin to move upward, or can move upward. There's certainly a lot going on the surface, and I'm not really going to get into any of that right now. Trump, there's Brexit, there's this thing going on, there's that thing going on, and it's almost like there are so many parts of this that are you know, globally that are occurring, and each aspect is a very Each aspect of this is very, they're all essential. So, yes, in my case, there are some things that have been, you know, I've had struggles here and there, if you want to call them that. I've really left, at least I've left the location called Hawaii. And I know that I'm here. I'm here for this particular, I call it a mission. I still call it a mission, that this is my current mission to assist my father, to assist, kind of him in going through perhaps his final time here. I don't know, how that's going to work out. I really don't know. And it's sort of gone through a process where, I've had to learn to actually live with this man for probably the first time in my life since I was here, I was here in high school and for a little bit of college, stayed in this house. And so I always was dealing with them and kind of doing whatever, and they were helping me, of course, go to college. And I'm the only one, so I basically got any financial help that I needed. So there's a lot of things, and even along with the blog, when I started the blog, during a certain part of that time, I was really essentially had zero income, and their support was essential, and they didn't really know exactly what I was doing, but they knew that if I needed help, they knew I was playing music, but they didn't really know the whole picture of the full scope of what I was doing as an energy worker, as an energy being. And, when the blog started in 2010, it still continued, and now it's turned around so that I really don't need any financial assistance from them. But one of the things that I do know is that without their help, mother and father's help, it would have been very difficult for me to write the blog and to kind of get these messages out there. So that's kind of, where we're at right now with all of this. I can go around and talk about energies and that sort of thing, but one thing for sure is that, talk basically is, doesn't cost you anything, and I'm not saying why the complete picture of why I'm here, but I'm not. My focus is primarily on working with my father, and really, I suppose you could call it healing the relationship, or actually having a relationship with him. And it's not always very easy because it's his perception of the world and mine, I know, are quite somewhat different. but it's just really looking at him as he is today and not trying to change his perception or change his how he looks at the world. It's more just to love him as a human being. And of course, I can say as a son, but again, I don't even know what that means. So we're here to, you know, I feel like many of us are here to help these cycles that are asking to be closed or completed. We're here to help those cycles complete. And there are many, like I said, there are many people that I know who are really going through the same exact type of thing. And so, you know, I'm not sure if this is going to help anybody or not, but we do have to progress through this. And as I said, it's a progression, not a regression. I do find it very helpful to, you know, go out and do things or to be places that I really enjoy, to really feel enjoy here and enjoy there, going to places that really spark that feeling of joy. And so I'm very much aware of, you know, places where I can get a good mocha or coffee shops or certain cafes. But it's just one of those things that I just, even today, just even being at Walmart, I just was like, I wasn't eating there, but I was just saying, okay, guidance, show me where to go. Just show me, direct me. And I went here, and I went there, and I found a couple things. I found one thing I really needed, and I had not been able to find it yet. But then there was something else. It was like I just found myself drawn to certain places where it's like each step along the way was sort of a guided journey. That's the way I really love to travel, and that's the way I love to. And it's not just loving it. It's just, for me, that is really a very important part of my beingness, is to follow the guidance. And, you know, to follow the guidance where I need to go and, you know, where is the next step. And not to put any conditions on where I am to go. So that's what we did today. And, you know, it was a very helpful, it was really very helpful to me, to my spirit. So after finishing that journey today out and having a mocha and coming back and, you know, coming back to be with my father and kind of understanding that, you know, there's a lot of things we connect with, and I feel it's really important to connect with what we have, perhaps we could say, in common, where we can vibrationally connect. And a lot of this is really connecting in a way that is not, for me, it's important to connect in a way that's sort of not down looking, you know, looking down. It's not nose down, it's nose up. That no matter what's going on, no matter what the condition that my dad is going through or whatever I'm going through, there is always a solution. And there is always a way to find our way through this, whatever the situation, whatever the deal is. And I keep reminding him that, you know, look at all the things that we've been through, and he does the same for me too. So it's definitely like you know, an education for me. It's also perhaps an education for him. And I know I wrote about that in one of the millions of posts that have gone up there. But you know, there is a part that really wants to be, you know, wants to go through this, you know, this mission as it is today. And it really wants to go through this to complete it, and to, you know, it's really helping. It is one of the videos I made a while back. It's definitely a wee thing. Yeah, that's what I put. I was at Arcidium on the 14th, and it's a wee thing. And it was very clear to me after talking with Susan, who lives. Whose house I've gone to in Minnesota, we were just talking, and it was kind of like, well, it's really a major deal that we're going through, and we're kind of, you know, we're kind of all going through these different parts, but it is important to you know, to kind of go through this phase and to complete it. So I think that's about all I have for right now. I'm not going to try and make this much longer. My time tends to be a little bit more limited in what I can do continuously, but it's not like emergencies are happening all the time like it was when Mom was in the hospital for 3 months. But we are taking things one day at a time, one moment at a time. The planet is completing what it needs to complete. It's not always pretty looking. It's not always. It's not something that we really maybe know all the details about, but it is something that we are doing, and we are doing it together. So, with that, I will say aloha, and we will play Brother Is, A-L-A-A, a sovereignty song, as we each take sovereignty for our own self and for our own higher self. So we will talk later. Aloha and Ahuiho.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Hail, 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 hail.